when it comes to you. What you ought to do is follow for now. Tell what the people say. Make a miracle. Keep up the lyrical. Black is back. All in. We're going to win. Check it out.
Yeah, y'all. Come on.
Here we go again.
Turn it up.
On the rope, cause the beats and the lines are so dope. Listen for lessons of playing inside music that the critics are blasting before. They'll never care for the brothers and sisters right across the country has a soap for the war. We got to get them straight.
Come on
now, they're gonna have to wait
till we get it right.
Radio stations are questioning their blackness, they call us a black, but we'll see you real later.
Turn it up! Bring the noise!
Thank you, and welcome to another rendition of Face of Tuesdays with Santori. I'm your host, Michael Santori, and it is Tuesday, September 18th, 2018. And with me always, my producer, my co-host, Tony T. What's happening?
Nothing.
Yes, that's what's happening.
Nothing. Hollywood swinging. Nothing at all. So there, yeah. And for those people who don't, tonight we're gonna be apparently just Santori and me.
Yes, I guess our friend Jolene's got cat issues, and we wish the cat quick recovery. And same thing with Doc Detroit. He's got either he's sick or someone in the family is sick. So we wish everyone a quick recovery, and hopefully you'll be with us next week. But yes, yeah, you and I. So, what's happening?
Oh, right here. Hey, Santori.
Hey, what's happening?
Wake me up when September ends.
Wake me up when you stop singing that song. That's
Come on, man.
Really,
I don't like
it.
Your.
You really want to play it? You really want to play it?
I don't
song.
Even have it. I'm just saying. I'm just saying that Green Day is not the downfall of music.
Oh, that's part of it. They were part of it. They brought on
it
pop,
is not.
Pop punk, which is not really punk. It's no. I mean, come on. I'm sorry. I don't like Green Day. I'm sorry. People are going to be mad at that and have their opinion and think my opinion on that is stupid, but I don't care. I don't like Green Day.
121 Guns.
Don't like that.
You don't like Green Day? No, it's good. It's like Maroon 5. You don't like Maroon 5. I don't understand.
I don't like Maroon 5. I don't. I like the fact that they have chemistry with a band. That, I mean, with the same with Green Day. I give respect to the fact that they found each other and they made good music that people think is good music. To me, it's not. But whatever. People like it. Same thing with Maroon 5. It's a hard thing to task, man, to get a chemistry. I mean, especially with a group of people playing different instruments, having ideas that are probably not on the same page. It's not an easy gig, man. Trust me. And I give them respect that they can pull it off and sell records. That's awesome. Good for them. And I respect that. But their music, I don't like it. I don't care for it. It's not my fault. I mean, whatever. But I do respect it.
All right.
Them.
So speaking of music, I told you I have an either or, and I've been thinking about this for a while, and it's a very tough decision. And I don't know if we want to voice it on both alone or talent or whatnot, but Steve Perry or Freddie Mercury?
Oh, that's it. Done. Freddie Mercury all day, bro. All day. I mean, that's tough.
All day. Steve Perry's voice, he's known as the voice. They called him the voice. That was his nickname.
No, listen. Steve Perry, I respect his vocals too, but you're comparing it to Freddie Mercury, who's a fucking dude. He's a god compared to fucking Perry. I have to say. I'm not gonna.
Is that just on vocals or is that Journey or Queen? So Journey or Queen then?
Well, that's all, now that's tough, but I'm going to have to go with, like, I don't know, man. That's tough because I have mad respect for Brian May and I have mad respect for Neil Sean. And they're, like, they're both, I mean, but yeah, I'm going to have to go Queen, bro. I'm just going to go Queen. That was a tough one. That's tough. Because here's the deal. Steve Perry, actually, today, I was actually flipping through the music channel today, and I heard Steve Perry in 2018, he's got a new single out. I heard a little bit of it, and I was just like, why are you not with Journey? And I had to walk away. I didn't hear the rest of the song. I saw it said 2018, Steve Perry, and he's his single. Like, it's an old Sherry, but a little faster. But whatever. I'm like, why the fuck
that's
are you
a,
not
that's
with
a, I,
Journey?
I love that. Listen, I love that. I love that song. Oh, Sherry, I'm all alone. That's a great song.
Yeah, no, I'm all right with that. But here's the thing. I mean, why is he doing a fucking solo project, a single album, and now what? He's going to go on tour by himself? Why won't he not just sing with a fucking band? I don't get it. I mean,
he doesn't want the millions.
Today,
he doesn't want
he
millions
do
and millions.
He'd be singing with Brian
May.
How much?
All he needs to do is could
money.
You imagine? Could you imagine? They could book stadiums, man. Journey could fill every 80,000.
And they could, you know what? And they don't want to, you know. And they could be cool about it. And they can go back to the price range back in 1981, and they sell a ticket that way. And then
they'd never do that. They would never do that. $300.
Who gives a fuck? It ain't about the money, dude. It ain't about the money. And if there's, like, that's his excuse, he doesn't want to do anything about it. Fuck you. Fuck you. You're being selfish. You're alive. You have all your band members alive. You can sing. Get the fucking group back together. You know, Blues Brothers, get the band back together, man. Mission from God. Literally, you guys are a mission from God because you're all alive. And you all can play and do shit. Do it now,
listen,
fuckers.
Check it out.
Do it now.
Check it out. At $300 a ticket. At 80,000 seats, that's $24 million. Every stadium. So you figure they do a 10-city tour.
Money, they don't want to give it to charity, dumbasses.
$240 million.
Together. That's a great, dude, that's great. You know, and, you know, and we're all.
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
You were getting kind of mad there. So
yeah.
You were getting kind of angry.
No, that's fine.
All right. So it's just going to be you on this one, 1 through 6.
All right. I will pick number 2.
Number 2. Name that tune. Oh, I should open up the chat thread. See if anybody is going to
show
actually
up and say hello. Hi.
All right, here is Name That Tune.
That's Days Confused by Led Zeppelin.
What? Let's take a listen to see if he's right.
Not true. Wanted a woman, never bargained for you. Lots of people talking, few of them know. Soul of a woman was created for love.
You didn't even get a half a second on that. That was that was incredible.
I knew that bass. I know that bass riff. That's right there. John Paul Jones. See, and that's another thing. Okay, so hold on. John Paul Jones, Robert Plant, and Gene Page are still alive, but they're missing a drummer. But they have the drummer's son, Jason Bonham, come in and fill in. They've done that before. Okay, you know why? Because they're still alive. I'm just saying, Steve Harry, come on, brother. If he can sing, sing with Neil Sean and the rest of the boys. Come on, man. Who cares? Just sing. Do it.
Remember way back when I was saying that Steve Perry's going to come out and start singing again? I thought he was going to come back with Journey. I thought they were going to get back together. I think it's the band. I don't think it's Steve Perry. I think it's the band that doesn't want him back. I'm telling you. I don't.
Hey, whatever. I think it's stupid. I think they all should just grow up and be men and just get together. A had a chemistry. Journey had a chemistry. Led Zeppelin had a chemistry. Queen had a chemistry.
It could be a $240 million tour. They could make $240 million, and that's not including merchandising. Merchandising, they could make another $20 million. They could make...
Celebrate your chemistry. If you got chemistry with somebody and it's still a fucking spark going, flame it up, man. Play that music.
Then you do the live version. So today is National Cheeseburger Day.
I didn't have. Yes, I did. I had a Wendy's burger today. Thank you, roommate.
There you go. You were right on. You were right on that.
Yeah, but I wasn't planning national, on it. But there you go.
It's National IT Professionals Day too.
What?
So happy IT professionals. So before we were on the air, I told you I started. So last week. Right, we were talking about the job situation. Okay, let's talk.
Yeah,
let's fill
yeah.
everybody in on that. If you were listening last week, you know that there were three possible jobs. Well, the marijuana job. What happened was she asked for references, so I gave her two. She said, "No, those numbers are no good. Give me more." So I gave her two more, and she says, "No, those numbers aren't good." So I gave her three more, and she says, "No, those numbers aren't good. Just have them call me." And I was like, what fucking, how do you, on it, like, that is not the job of my references to call my prospective employer. Like, get the fuck out of here, man. Like, I gave her seven references. None of them were any good. And then she wants me to have them call her. So the moral of the story is I haven't either. So I don't work for a marijuana place. I'm working currently at Amazon, and what I was saying is working at Amazon is like playing laser tag with boxes, because that's all I do all day. Is I take a little gun and I shoot a laser at a box all day, and when I leave the floor, I go out and it shows me my score and how well I did and how many boxes I tagged. And the boxes sometimes fight back because they fall on you, or they, you know, they fall from above. So look out a box and hit you in the head. You know, that's what happens. But that's what I do. I play, and it's cool because I think about it all day because I'm going down the aisles of boxes, like, you know, all laser tag style, my back against the thing, look around the corner. Bing! I got another box. Didn't turn here. Bing! I got another box. There's another one on the conveyor, and they come down the conveyor. They don't know better. So I'm waiting there to pick them off. Like, bing! Got it. Bing! Got it.
Hey. What time do you start?
8:30 to 12:30.
4 hours, huh?
Today I averaged 218 kills per hour. I mean, 218 boxes. 218 kills an hour. I'm telling you, I lit it up. Now all they need is a fog machine and some black light. That won't be real good.
Just go around.
Nobody would want
to. Just go around the factory. I'm sure you'll find something.
I know, right? In one of the boxes. But the other job was the merchandising job, which I went for the interview, and that went well, but I won't know till Friday. So there's that. And then tomorrow I have another interview for a visual graphic design job at 3:30, so I'm going for that. And then today I did an over-the-phone interview for a different graphic design job today. So hopefully my laser tagging boxes days will be over soon. But 218 kills, I mean boxes. I just call them kills. Like I'm gonna kill it today. Like what? I'm killing those boxes. No, you have to stack them neatly. I'm gonna annihilate those fucking boxes. No, you don't understand the job. I know the job, and they're gonna pay. Fucking Amazon.
Hey, how long have you been at this job?
let's see. Tomorrow will be. Let's see. How many? Tomorrow will be my third.
Your what?
Third day. Your what? Third day.
Man, I was just going to say, I've been sitting in this job way too long, buddy.
You might have to retire. I have to 3 days at Amazon. You bet your ass. I have to, but you know what happened? You know what I take solace in? If I fuck up placing a box somewhere else, it costs Jeff Bezos $23. If I fuck up on a box and I put it in the wrong place or I scan the wrong barcode and it goes away and I make a mistake, it costs Jeff Bezos $23. And I find solace in knowing that even my mistakes are costing a man who makes $190 million a day a little less. $22
That's like 22 cents.
That's not even 22 cents to me. Is it? No, man. Come on, $190 million a
day.
I'm just saying.
I just understand $23 ain't gonna really hurt.
He wakes up in the morning. He's like, oh, there's $100,000. He takes a piss, and from when he starts peeing to when he flushes the toilet, he made $300,000. Yes. And if he takes a dump, well, that's a cool million right there.
Whatever. I didn't call you.
So that's the story of the. That's the story of the job. The job
of Amazon. Well, at least you're
making it. Amazon. Well, you know, I'm killing it.
Apparently so. Laser tag. When was the last time you saw laser tag? Except for these
last year on my son's birthday party. So
your son did have a birthday party this year. Yes, what did you do?
Sunday.
You had a birthday weekend. Sunday.
Oh, yeah, and I met a celebrity, man. I met Chuck E. Cheese, Mr. Cheese himself.
You did.
There's a selfie on my – yeah, no, it's good. I mean, and the funny thing about
Chuck
E. Cheese is
–
he walks through the place, right? And it's like it's bigger than Elvis. All these kids are just like, Chucky, Chucky, Chucky. It's like, I swear to God, it's the second coming of Christ, except in mouse form. And the children are all gathered around this giant mouse, this guy in a mouse, and they're tugging, they're grabbing, Chucky, Chucky, how you doing, Chucky? And, you know, I mean, I'm serious, man. It's like the second coming for these children. So good on.
Yeah.
Yeah, when did you do laser tag last?
Oh, man, I was like 12, maybe younger.
Really? You got to do it when you're older. You got to listen, they have real laser tag out here.
I've done paintball and all that shit, but I haven't, like, played laser tag. I gotta play paintball.
Now, listen.
Paintball's fun.
Listen, they have – it's called Laser Quest. When you come out here, we'll go to Laser Quest. We'll go to Laser Quest, and it's for adults, and it's just a laser tag, a giant mazy arena, and we'll go in
paintball.
There, and then we'll tag those boxes.
Paintball.
I mean,
paintball. Paintball's better. I like paintball.
I'm not doing paintball. You run out of paintball. Like,
well,
at least with the other one.
You run out.
Well,
by
yeah, but that's the problem.
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
All right, so you, number six, and everybody in the chat, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There are nobody in the chat. All right, so. All right.
That's good.
Are you ready? I'm gonna guess how long it's gonna take you to get there. I'm giving you 1 second. I'm gonna give you 1 second because you're gonna get this the instant. Like the instant. Here we go.
Long. Done. That's gonna be Bye Bye Miss American Pie by fucking. Oh, what's the dude's name? Oh, my God. Don't give me half point. I know the motherfucker. Bob McLean.
All right.
I say Bob McLean. I think I might be wrong. Bob McLean? I might be wrong
right.
on Bob McLean.
I don't know how
yeah,
long it takes him to get to the chorus.
Oh, it's
going to
be
I'll
a long fucking song, dude. Yeah, but it's a good song. Okay, yeah, American Pie. Bye Bye American Pie, Bobby McClain, maybe. I'm guessing. I could be totally wrong, and whatever. Yeah, let it ride.
Let's take a listen to see if Santori is right.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I."
On what?
It was Don. Don McLean. McLean.
Yeah.
Don.
Oh,
not Bob. Don.
All right. Okay. Bob, Don. I mean, they're all like.
No.
D's close to...
if you call somebody named
O's
Don,
and D's
Bob.
And D's. And there's M's and there's some C's.
The next time you have a friend named Bob and you're like, "Hey, Don, how you doing?" He's like, "My name is Bob." You're like, "No, Don." "No, it's Bob." "Okay, Don.
Today it's going to be Don." Today you're Don.
Today it's going to be Don.
I will
no.
Today your name's going to be Don.
Half a point.
Fuck. I knew, half a point. Fine. I'll take it. Seriously. That's a great song.
I have
good
this new audio clip.
Real
here.
Good impression there, you prick.
Ooh. Ooh.
That was Mean Gene Okerlund. Okay, so
I would never guess.
We only got how many did we get out of the way? We got two. We got to do because we're only doing an hour, right? I mean,
I guess, yeah. Why not?
I mean we've already learned that you like Queen over Journey and Freddie Mercury over Steve Perry.
Vocally,
so
vocal. Just, I mean,
what's vocal and even the
Steve,
band?
I mean, see, well, that's the thing, dude. We're going back to the chemistry, the band. I mean, yeah, I mean, they all sound different. They had sounded like unique. You know, what I'm saying Queen had their unique sound. Steve Perry with Journey, Neil Sean had their unique sound. Led Zeppelin had a unique sound. Floyd. No one has any. I mean, I'll give Maroon 5. They have a unique sound. A sound I don't like, but they have a unique
all
sound
right.
of a band. And
all right, all
six.
Right. Pink Floyd or The Who?
Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd over The Who. Wow.
Pink Floyd, geniuses, bro. I mean, The Who, geniuses as well. But just a little, I mean... When I think of The Who, I think of rock and roll. I mean, they're like rock and roll. And I think of Floyd, I think of them more artists. Like, there's more going on with, I mean, they're everything. They're jazz, they're rock, they're blues, they're, you know, the Pink Floyd. And, they, you know, and then with The Who, it's just, you know, punk rock and roll. I mean, you get two sides of what you want to go with that. I mean, if I ever want to get mellow, I put on Floyd. If I ever want to get, you know, heavy, crazy, I go with The Who. But, you know, it's all about mood music, and that's what it is. And Floyd.
All right,
Floyd's
all right,
heavy,
all right.
You know?
So we're getting a bracket here now. We're doing the bracket now. We'll figure this out. Led Zeppelin or Leonard Skinner?
Led Zeppelin.
All right.
See, now here's
Zeppelin
another thing.
Beats
I had this note. Well, here's the thing. Now, here's what's funny. See, now, kids today, the hip-hop and all that, you know, they got into that before, you know, the music that I got into. You know, they already were, like, listening to Biggie Smalls and Tupac. And they said, you know, who's your Tupac and who's your Biggie Smalls. So I, you know, compared to two. So Tupac is my Pink Floyd, and Biggie Smalls is my fucking Led Zeppelin. So I would go Tupac over Biggie, and I'd go Floyd over everybody, including Led Zeppelin. Led Zeppelin, though, would be number two, because Led Zeppelin's Led Zeppelin. I mean,
so Pink Floyd or Queen?
Floyd.
Floyd. So Floyd beats everybody out. Floyd is number. Floyd.
Yes.
Floyd is your number one all time.
Yes. Yes.
There's nobody Pink Floyd would lose to. Nobody Pink Floyd.
No. No.
AC/DC.
No. I gave that a lot of thought though, and I was like, really, if I'm gonna like make it number one, because it's
Beatles. The
kid,
Beatles.
Man.
No Beatles.
Floyd,
no Beatles.
Floyd.
Floyd beats the Beatles.
Floyd.
Elvis. Floyd beats Elvis. Frank Sinatra. Floyd beats Frank Sinatra.
Well, all right, hold on. Frank is in the world.
No.
You can't even put them two together because
Pink
Frank
Floyd
is
or Frank Sinatra.
Somewhere.
There you go. Pink Floyd
no,
or Frank Sinatra.
No, you can't do that. You can't.
I
do
can
that.
Do anything
you can't
I want.
Do that. No,
I have
Sinatra,
a piece of pen.
Sinatra, dude. Sinatra is like that fucking one artist you just can't touch, dude. Like you already know that he's, you know, he's like Lemmy, bro. He is God. Sinatra is God. So you can't do that. That's like saying God over Pink Floyd. You know what I'm saying?
You're saying Sinatra over Pink Floyd. That Sinatra beat does.
Well, I mean, just saying Sinatra.
You have
is
to make a choice.
God.
If you
I
have
can't
to make,
make
a choice.
I will not do this. No, I'm not playing this game because dude, Floyd is not. No, dude, Sinatra is on a different plateau, sir. And there's a plateau that, I mean, Floyd. Yeah, but dude, Sinatra, dude, he's on his own plateau. You already know what he's doing, you know. There's churches out there that people pray to Sinatra, dude. I know that. There's no one praying to Pink Floyd. Maybe they are. I don't know. But I know there's people that have churches that are strictly about Frank. And, you know, and they're, you know, they're in New York City and they're restaurants. But anyway, just saying.
All right, so Santori will not make a choice.
Like,
so we're going to take a break.
When we come
back, we'll see if he wants to change his mind. But I think Frank Sinatra wins, and his original statement is moot.
No, Sinatra's on his own plateau. That's my original statement.
It doesn't matter. 619-924-8815 is the number. Take us to break, man.
All right, we'll be back at these moments.
You wanna be
Hey, you silly kids, it's me, Joe Bates, host of Rank You Very Much every Friday here on the World Generation Podcast, the show that determines things like best cereal, worst way to die, worst Full House character. There's only one stop to figure all that information out, and that's Rank You Very Much with Joe Bates every Friday with two different special guest experts on every show who have been on shows like Bob and Tom, Laughs on Fox, and Last Comic Standing. So definitely check it out. Play the theme song.
Rising from the depths of oblivion, materializing out of the ether, lost, found, the greatest talk show that will ever be. Return to the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more.
You want to see something really scary? Something
really scary.
You want to see something really scary?
So you can what you could do is you could go AC/DC or Van Halen. You want to do that?
And what would your choice be there?
Van Halen.
So Van Halen above AC/DC. All right, Van Halen or Led Zeppelin?
Led Zeppelin.
All right, so Zeppelin beats up Van Halen. Does Van Halen beat up Leonard Skinner?
Van Halen beats up Leonard Skinner.
Does it beat out Queen? No, Queen is above Van Halen.
Yeah, Van Halen was originally above Queen until last week. No, I know that sounds funny, but no. Here's why. where I work at, whatever, we have, you know, special appearances by some bands come in and they play music, cover bands, actually. But yeah, a cover band of Freddie Mercury, and they did fucking a solid job. The lead singer, he did really good. I mean, he was no Freddie Mercury, no one can ever be, but he was pretty damn close. I'll give him that much. But anyway, and the band was good, they were tight. And just the songs that they played, I was like, man, I fucking forgot about this jam. I forgot about this. I'm like, man. So I went back and I YouTube that night, a whole bunch of Queen shit. And I'm like, man, Queen, fucking, they're fucking geniuses. They're great. So, yeah.
There's a lot of songs. They have a lot of good songs that didn't make it to the mainstream. Or did make it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's just, they were so underrated, bro. And I was guilty. I underrated them. You know, I put Van Halen above them until last week. Not even lying.
You gotta listen to the B-sides. Listen, my son said, "Do you know this Queen song? Do you know that?" And I never heard of any of it. And he's like, "That's my favorite Queen song." And I listened to it. I'm like, "That's a really good song, and I've never heard it before." My son knows more about the deep cuts of Queen than I do, and he's only 9 years old. So.
9 years old. Well, that's actually pretty kick-ass to know. But I'll tell you what, man. Anyone that like really, really would like to appreciate some Queen, it would be Queen Killers Live. The live album, everything's on there, and it's fucking just... I remember my brother had that on vinyl, and I would go in his room and listen to it when he wasn't home during the day or whatever on a Saturday afternoon. And I brought that back up last week, and I was just like, man, this is the shit. And it was. I mean, Queen's solid. And it's that chemistry, bro. I mean, those guys did not meet each other or, like, whatever. It would never happen. And that's what it is, man. You just gotta find the right chemistry. That's why I gave up on bands.
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
Hey, we got
story.
I know.
No. Hey, you remember last week when I was like running low on battery and I went on that walk? I charge my phone up 100%, and I'm taking the same walk. So it's an hour to my where I go and an hour back to my place. So we got to do 2 hours, man.
You
got to
do two full hours. You really want to do it?
You're
I don't
doing
do
good.
It.
I think the show's – why? Come on.
I
you're
mean, we could
good.
Do an hour and a half maybe. I got laser tag in the morning. I got to get up. I got to get up and laser tag.
I
got
to get up too. I got to be up at 6, man. Then my show ends at 11. Whatever. So I did sleep all day. Anyway, all right, whatever. Go to the game.
One, to the three, game. Four, or five?
Four. You like
four,
all
right.
See if anyone...
I'm only giving you 1 second because I'm pretty sure you're going to get this too, but let's take a listen.
Wow.
All right, name...
What about people in chat room? Don't they get a chance? All right, that's hello, Lionel Richie.
I told you, let's take a listen and see if he's right.
My dreams, I've kissed your lips a thousand times. I sometimes see you pass outside my door. Hello, is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your eyes, I can see it in your smile. You're all I've ever wanted. My arms are open wide, cause you know just what to say, and you know just what to do. And I want to tell you so much. I love you.
See, the Commodores had chemistry too, but Lionel was a badass, and he went solo, and he still sounded good without him. But Commodores had good chemistry.
Lionel Richie or Hall & Oates? Hall & Oates or Lionel Richie?
Wow. Fuck. I'm going to have to go with Hall & Oates.
I'm making it. Hall & Oates. They got a lot of good, they got a lot of good songs, I have to.
They got a lot of goddamn good tunes. They got a lot.
How about Simon and Garfunkel versus Hall & Oates? That's a good wrestling match. It's a tag team match right there.
Simon and Garfunkel.
You're going to take Simon and Garfunkel over Hall & Oates?
I've had this conversation before, and I always went with Simon and Garfunkel just because, man. They got a little bit more soul. I mean, Hall & Oates got soul, but they got like a different, I don't know, it's weird. I don't know, I'm old school. I'm just going to go with Simon and Garfunkel. Though I do respect Hall & Oates' soul, but there's just something about their music is more a little bit soulful and a little bit, I don't know. That folk thing that they got going on. I'm not for folk, but I'm for Simon and Garfunkel. But whatever, man. I don't want to explain my answers. I always feel like I have to.
I don't know. We're just going over things, you know.
No,
because right,
I've had
so
this
today
conversation in the past before, and I had to argue back and forth. It happens at work all the time. Everyone gets so fucking mad at my sitting when I get cynical. About the bands that they don't like. I don't like, they do. It's so funny. I have to explain. But anyway, whatever.
All right, today, born this day, Greta Garbo was born this day.
How old would it be by now?
Greta Garbo was born in 1905, so she'd be 113, I don't know.
All
Frankie
right,
Avalon.
Is.
Frankie Avalon was born today. In the greatest movie ever, Back to the Beach. You ever see
Pee-wee
that movie
Herman.
Where they went back to the beach with
yeah,
Pee Wee Herman?
Yeah.
The
Pee Wee Herman. Yes, I just said that. Pee Wee Herman. Bird.
I'm amazed that you actually saw that movie, though.
Dude, I've seen that movie, man. That movie, it was on, like, whatever. Anyway.
Listen. Check this out. So when I was little, right, I was at my dad's in New York, and we were going to see Masters of the Universe, right, with the Dolph Lundgren, the Masters of the Universe, the He-Man movie. And my father said, let's go in early, and let's go catch the movie before it, and maybe it'll be something good. So we got there an hour and a half early, went in, bought our tickets, went into the movie theater, and what do you know what movie was playing? Back to the Beach. Back to the Beach. I was waiting for He-Man, and instead I got back. He-Man was after that, but I got to, like, I went to see it in the theater. Yeah, I didn't pay for it, but, you know, that's.
Right. No, but you saw that in the theater. No, I got to see that on cable. So.
Oh, well, there you go. So I'm better than you. Fred Willard was born today. What? Do you know who Fred Willard is?
Yeah, give me a minute. Give me a minute. Fred Willard. I got, like, Ray Boyle stuck in my head, and I can't get him out. Like, he's on the same fucking, him and Mr. Munster fucking, oh, Fred Willard. Fuck, I can't think of him. Catching me other actors going in my head right now.
All right, Fred Willard was in Fernwood Tonight. He was in Real Fernwood Tonight. He was in Real People. He was in the Wally movie. He was the guy on the screen. He was in all those movies like Waiting for Guffman and Best in Show and
Hold on.
On
Roseanne. Right, no. Fred Willard. He fucking that dude. Once again, this is why I think of Ray Boyle. He was fucking the Amy's father. And Everyone Loves Raymond. That's why he was in the head. That makes sense now. Fred Willard. Yeah, he's a guy that was in Best of Show. He was the announcer.
Yes.
He was a fucking, he made those like wise ass comments. Like he always does. He was in Spinal Tap. He was at the Air Force show in Spinal Tap. Yeah, that's him. He was also Amy's father and Everybody Loves Raymond. That's why I was fucking not getting him. But yeah, him. Got it. Yeah. He's cool as shit.
All right. James Gandolfini.
He reminds
you of what?
Gandolfini. I was going to say, Kevin Nealon from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
He's like the older version of him. Like Kevin Nealon reminds me of like a new like generation of his style of comedy. They seem like whatever. Anyway, go on. Angus. Whose birthday?
James, not Angus, James Gandolfini. Angus. What the hell?
I was talking shit. Yeah, I heard the anger was going somewhere, so I just threw Angus in there. I thought it was funny. And it was. Can't once again explain to myself.
Lance Armstrong was born today. And under his name, check this out, it says professional cyclist and drug cheat. That's what it says on the History Channel under his name. Professional cyclist and drug cheat.
He fucked up. He fucked up. He got caught.
It's just funny because
it is. That's what's gonna happen. You're gonna be you're a famous person. You better keep your shit on low profile. I'm just saying. I don't support.
Even though he
whatever,
was a drug
care,
cheat,
but
he did win 7 Tour de France.
Hey.
I mean, even though he cheated, he still won. Drug cheat. Jada Pinkett Smith. Jada Pinkett Smith was born today. Jada Pinkett Smith. Who
else?
How
come I don't know who that is? Who is that? That's
Jada Pinkett Smith. She was in The Nutty Professor. She was in Menace to Society. She's a black girl. And
did you watch the Emmys last night?
No, I don't pay really close attention to anything.
Me neither,
considering I was watching.
You're watching that.
Wrestling. I have a wrestling show.
That's why you're watching wrestling stuff. Anyway, my roommate was home and she was flipping through channels and she always go back to that one that was showing that. So I caught a little bit of it. Regina, what's her face from Boys in the Hood? She won an Emmy last night. And then that's what reminded me of the whole conversation. But some writer, producer, I don't know what he was. He made a proposal on the Emmys. That was the first time that ever happened.
There was an actual live proposal on the Emmys?
Well, yeah. He said, he's like, and also, like, even though you don't like me to call you, you like me to call you my girlfriend. The reason why I don't do that is because I won't rather call you my wife. And then she, like, did the whole run and put her hands over her face and she's running to the stage. He's like, well, I haven't done anything yet. And she gets up there and he literally, says something about his grandmother's ring and told his brother that, it's fair and square. He got it, whatever. And his mom has passed away 2 weeks ago and whatever. Anyway, it flows and she said, yes. And it's the first time I've ever heard of it, and I actually witnessed it.
What the hell is she going to say on live television? No.
Yeah, because
your
imagine, like, no.
I can't. I'm in love with someone else.
You're going to say, no, seriously, here you go. No, for real. Women. get back to me if you listen to the show, but let me know. You've got a dude that just won an Emmy. You're going to say no to him? Literally, he's got an Emmy. He's got, money. Yeah, you're not going to say fuck.
Yeah, well, wait, it doesn't matter. She's in live television.
She's been dating a dude.
She's not going to, even if
Why
she wanted
she say
to say
no?
No, there is no
Why
way
she
could
no?
ever say no. But there's no way she, I don't know, maybe she wasn't feeling it. Maybe she's seeing someone else. Maybe there's all these things. Women have a tendency to do that. And the guy's like, will you marry me? And they're like, well, that's so sweet.
That means I have to sell,
I don't know what
to
say.
Sell off to your dick. That means I have to sell off to your dick. That means I get no other dick but yours. They think about
no
the same thing we
dick.
Do. You're the only vagina I'm going to have. Forever. Until the day we die. All
right, I got a compromise. We'll do a buck and a half. We'll do a buck and a half. We'll do a buck and a half, but that's the limit. Because without the other two people, even though we're doing fine...
I think the show is going great. Anyway, I just started walking back, so whatever.
Oh, okay.
Do, I don't care.
You got a nice,
no,
nice
no,
long.
Fine,
how
no.
cold is it? It's not. It's been
not.
It's
yet,
been in the
no.
90s for the last 7 days here. It's
hey,
been in the 90s.
Listen, no, dude. So they gave me Monday and Tuesday off. Finally, 2 days in a row off from my job for like 6 months now. I've not had 2 days off in a row. And, like, every day except for yesterday and today, it's been 85 degrees sunny. Yesterday, downpour, cold, 40 degrees. Today, same. And right now, it's, like, 60s. So, yeah.
93, 95,
yeah.
97, 94, 93. Yeah. Tomorrow, it's going to, fortunately, cool off. It's only going to be 89. It's only going to be one
Grab
degree.
Your sweatshirt. Grab your
Yeah, I know, right? Grab your hoodie. It's going to be cold out there. 89. But for people from Florida, they're like, oh, my God, winter's coming. Bundle up, kids. Put on the big, heavy jacket.
I remember Florida in the wintertime. It was lovely. It was great.
Yeah, you remember Colorado in the wintertime? Yes, you were buried in snow.
Yeah, I was buried in snow for 3 days.
And I won the race. I won the race.
I saw
I will never
I saw
let...
the Shining. I see what happens in Colorado snow when you're all alone with your family. empty hotel.
With the maze.
I see what happens.
Empty-ass hotel.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's haunted or not.
Shit,
it's still scary as shit to be in an empty ass hotel. Like imagine hundreds of rooms and it's totally empty and you're just fucking, you have to stay there. Like, I wouldn't want to go upstairs. I wouldn't want to walk through the empty hallways. Like, I don't give a shit if it ain't haunted. I ain't walking through no empty, dark, quiet hotel up in the middle of nowhere. I don't give a fuck. There's no haunting. Still, I'll be like, I just walk down this hall real quiet, like, and I hear a noise. I'm like, I'm not going in that room, and I'm going down here.
Stephen King fucked
like,
up your head. Stephen King fucked your head up. That's why. You saw what happened.
No, I don't even think it was him. But that movie. I saw it when I was like 11, man. I saw it when I was young. To this day, like the when the water comes down from the blood in the elevator comes down and starts. Oh my God! That when it gushes, that that is terrifying. And those two little bitches that just appear. Come with us, Danny. Come find us, Danny. Play with us. Fuck you. I gotta go. if it was The Shining with black people, they'd be in there. They'd be hanging out. Oh, this is a nice place. Two little girls. Come with us, Danny. We gotta go, though. Gotta leave. Ain't gonna stay here. Nope. I wouldn't. But, they're crazy, right?
Not really.
That woman in that room, man.
Okay.
Like just the suspense.
That was old lady blisters. Gross.
Well, yeah, but she was. You know, you walk in, you see it, and it's just like, what's going on? And
hot chick turns into old lady blisters. Gross.
Like,
yeah.
Terrifying.
It's a fucked up movie. It was on last night. I watched some pieces of it.
Kubrick, what he specifically did in that movie is in every scene something is fucked up. He specifically, like, from one cut to the next, he changes the color of the typewriter, he moves papers around. He specifically did that to fuck your head up. There are slight discrepancies, and every single shot is different than the next. Even if it's the same scene, he moves something around or changes the color of something or whatever. Like, he did that on purpose. He wanted everything just to fuck with your senses. And
my
he did
fuck,
a really
I love
good
it.
Job.
No, that's awesome. He did.
He did a really.
No, I mean, it fucked my head up. I can never go into a hotel alone in Colorado in the wintertime. No. No. I don't care how much you pay me. I wouldn't do that. How long are you supposed to be there? Until April? Yeah, it didn't last. Until February.
Yeah, right?
It didn't even like last 2 months. Hey, you know what? It didn't even last 1 hour and 30 minutes. Just kidding. Bad joke.
That's okay. How long did it last? How long was that movie?
1 hour and 30 minutes, 1.5 hours, 2 hours maybe.
See, let's reenact The Shining. I'm a car driving up a mountain road. I'm a car driving up a mountain road. There's a plane following me. There's a car driving up a mountain road. There's a black guy in place. I'm an old black guy, and I got some kind of thing in my head that I can see the future. I'm an old black guy. And then there's this kid who talks with his finger. Red rum, he's a kid. And then there's Jack Nicholson. He comes up, and he's all happy because he's going to not have any beer. So he's going to be mad, and then there's murder. Do-do-do and ghosts. There's ghosts. Do, and that's pretty much the story of The Shining. And then he dies in the ice. He dies in the ice.
Not talking about death today. What? No. Could it be?
Hello?
I've had so many instances of death tonight. Like, can we please not talk about the fact of death? Like, literally, I work at a funeral home. I do it every day. I don't need to deal with it on a personal level.
I forgot. And olive oil is there too in the room. And then he takes an axe and then he chops it. And then blood comes down from the elevator and two twins and a girl with scabs. And then he runs around in the cold. And then the black guy comes in a bobcat. And that's the end. And that's The Shining.
Wow. Jolene, how are you?
Jolene. I'm alive. I'm
glad
good.
You're alive.
I'm alive. I'm alive.
How's
We're
everything?
Alive. That's something to be a good thing for. You know what I did today that I have never done? You know what I did?
Take a shower.
I exposed a lot of myself and a lot of my deep thoughts that I don't expose to many people. I expose them on my page, and now, as you may have known from last week, I have many people on my page. And I made it public because I felt like I needed to. I'm just dealing with shit on my own. I wasn't going to call in. I thought the show started 9. Whoops. Whatever.
Right.
I've been drinking I've been drinking because I had rough day. So I'm going to do what I need to do. And if I felt like I need to drink, damn it, I'm drinking. And I'm calling in, which I didn't expect to do either.
All right, so while you're here and while you're drinking, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
All right, so
Number
Danielle,
three.
You can shout it out if you know it.
Oh.
If not, Santori. Well, let's see if Santori gets
it
first.
That's for sure. All right, I'm ready. Go ahead. Go. Do it.
Here we go. We'll see if she knows it first.
Ooh.
Danielle, do you know it?
Guns and Roses. Go more.
All right. Santori, do you know it, right?
Yeah, I already know it.
All right, let's see if Jolene can get it.
That's not. All right, I say Guns N' Roses. Whatever. That was my first thing to say, so I'm saying that.
Santori, is it Guns N' Roses?
I'm sorry, Dan. Jolene, it's not. But I was rooting for you.
I knew it wasn't. Because that wasn't a song for me.
What is it?
No. Crowded House, Don't Dream It's Over.
Let's take a listen and see if he's right. And then we'll take it to break. And when we come back, we'll see if Santori was right. And, so we'll be back, I guess, after this song.
Just one place to go for all your spatula needs.
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
A giant warehouse of spatulas for every occasion. Thousands to choose from in every shape, size, and color. And because we eliminate the middleman, we can sell all our spatulas factory direct to you. Where do you go when you want to buy name brand spatulas at a fraction of retail cost?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
And this weekend only, take advantage of our special liquidation sale. Buy 9 spatulas, get the 10th one for just 1 penny. Don't forget, they make great Christmas presents. And what better way to say I love you than with the gift of a spatula?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
Hello, this is Cy Greenbloom, president of Spatula City. I like their spatula so much, I bought the company.
Spatula City, 7 locations. We're in the yellow pages under spatulas.
My, where did you get that lovely spatula?
Where we're moving on.
Just to get
got it, Santori.
Well, you want to hear something interesting about that band or a particular member from that band, what they're doing right now?
What?
You ever watch the Ellen DeGeneres show? You might have seen this. But,
oh, my God, I loved the show when I was in the place.
All right, well, you might have seen this episode of Fleetwood Mac Now, which they fired Lindsey Buckingham, who was the guitar player in The Voice, besides Stevie Nicks and Christy McVie. They replaced him with the guitar player who played for Tom Petty, and to replace The Voice, they got that guy who sang that song, Don't Dream It's Over, who is Mark Finn. So he sings The Chain on Ellen DeGeneres with Fleetwood Mac 2 weeks ago. If you want to YouTube that in your future, check it out. I'm not impressed. I think they should either A, not tour, or call Lindsey back.
Well,
now.
Where's the doctor? The doctor's not
here? Talking about Fleetwood Mac, and you're worried about the doctor. Doctor's
no,
out here.
No,
not
I was wondering.
He,
I was wait. I hear quiet silence.
Yo, wait. I was talking for about 10 minutes. You were talking about silence. Did you not hear me?
No,
silent.
No. I mean,
I know what you're saying. Yes. No. He's taking care of business tonight. He's got
all
right. Going
he's on
going on
call. All right, Santori, I was thinking during the break, I wonder what Creedence beats. Does Creedence beat Zeppelin?
No.
No, so
no.
Creedence is above Zeppelin.
No.
No,
Zeppelin's
above
Creedence.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
So you don't like Creedence Clearwater Revival? You don't like
Creedence? I like Creedence. Oh, I never said that. See? No, Creedence. See,
so,
Creedence,
but no, because if Creedence, listen, if Creedence is below Zeppelin, that means that it's below Leonard Skinner. That means it's below Freddie Mercury. It's below Queen. It's below Journey. It's below Pink Floyd. It's below The Who. It's below all of that.
No.
Michael Jackson.
No. Listen, man. You said Zeppelin and Creedence, and then I told you that it was Zeppelin.
But we're going by, but there's a hierarchy. There's a hierarchy, right? Now we have a hierarchy, and we know where the songs stand. Danielle, Frank Sinatra or Michael Jackson?
Frank Sinatra.
Thank you.
Michael Jackson is a pedophile.
All right, Michael Jackson, Frank Sinatra, or Queen?
Queen.
Wow.
Well, there you go.
She didn't get the memo. She didn't get the memo.
Why? Is there some shit going on with Queen?
No,
no it's
awesome.
Queen.
No, that was a good answer.
Queen beat
I just
Journey.
Honestly,
Queen
I think Michael Jackson was a pedophile. I don't believe that Michael Jackson meant to be a pedophile. I think he just, like, the way, like, everything his life went.
Yeah, like, why are we... The Capitol cornerstone was laid today on the Capitol in 1793. George Washington laid the cornerstone to the United States Capitol building, home of the legislative branch of the American government. So that happened today.
What else happened?
Patty Hearst was captured. So that's cool.
Patty Hearst. Who's Patty Hearst? Jolene, who's Patty Hearst?
I don't know. I don't care.
Okay.
All right. Fair.
Tony P, who is Patty Hearst?
Patty Hearst is a newspaper heiress.
You can't use Jolene's answer because she already did. What?
She's a newspaper heiress and wanted fugitive. The SLA, the Symbionese Liberation Army,
terrorist group,
held her as a prisoner of war.
And then she became,
but it was, yeah.
They brainwashed.
She was joining
her.
It of her own free will. Yeah.
Well, yes. Yeah.
And killed six people at police headquarters or something like that.
Yeah.
So Patty Hearst was captured today.
There it is.
What else?
In case people didn't know who Patty Hearst
North
was.
Vietnamese begins infiltration. I don't know what that means.
They're like going into the shit, the war, infiltration, and they're going into combat.
Castro arrived in New York in 1960. Oh man, let's see what happened in this day in music history. How's that? That sounds a lot better.
Today, I decided to like actually reveal all of like my. You don't understand. Today, I had a really rough day, and I haven't been drinking because I'm trying not. Well, I don't even like my body doesn't want to drink sometimes. But sometimes I think that drinking is good for me because I get my feelings out and I say things that I wouldn't normally say when I wouldn't be drinking. And that is the advantage of drinking. I like now at this point in my life, and like not necessarily in my early years, because that was very current.
The FCC gets
my life.
She's not responsible for what
she
said.
Yeah, like you don't want to like, you have to like learn how to, yeah, and you're a gem, so you're a Gemini, I get it. You probably feel the same way. You just want to say how you fucking feel and don't give a shit. But at the same sense, like me personally, I don't ever want to hurt anyone. Like I want to express how I feel, but not in a way where it's going to hurt anyone. But when you're drunk, you don't care about that shit. You're just like, fuck it. I'm just going to say what the fuck I want to say. If it hurt you, fuck you. Then the next morning, you're like, oh, my God, what did I say? Yeah.
What
but
did
I
know?
How you feel the next morning, Mike Santori?
What happened
all
this morning?
Hold on. What?
How do you feel the next morning?
How do you feel the next morning?
How do you feel the next morning? You feel like shit.
Terrible.
Right?
Hungover, shit. Just don't want to get out of bed. Terrible. I know.
I don't even want to. I get to the point. Well, I have. Like, I haven't had this recently, thank goodness, because I'm obviously getting older and boring in my life. But I used to have those instances where, like, I would literally wake up, like, you know what you did yesterday? I'm like, don't even tell me. Like, I would be like,
I don't want to know.
If I blacked out, that means something bad happened, and I don't want to know. And I literally would not let them tell me.
I just become an asshole, and they tell me the next day how much of an asshole I was the day before. And I'm like, man,
Santori, you're always an asshole.
No, I'm a bigger asshole when I get drunk.
Mike, I got bars in people's houses. I'm not allowed to drink in their house. Grown ass man is not allowed to drink at another grown ass man's house because he drinks and becomes a big fucking asshole.
But the thing is, you know, you're like, all right, so Mike, you are not an asshole.
I can't.
I talk to you.
I am
drunk.
When I get drunk.
Let me talk. Let me talk.
Okay.
I'm defending you because I know you on a personal level now, so I can speak for you. Well, not speak for you, but I can say how I feel about your
because I'm an asshole
in this world.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
All right, I want to preface this with saying that's what you're going to take next. Good. I want to preface this by saying I uploaded all of this earlier today, okay? Earlier today, and I am ignorant, but here you go. You ready for number one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Here we go. Name that tune, number one.
Ah, ah, ah. That's Creedence Clearwater Revival and Bad Moon Rising.
All right, let's take a listen and see if he's right, and then I got something interesting to tell you about. Check this out, Mike. No, you were right, but check this out. Okay, I uploaded these earlier today, and I had no idea that in 1969, Creedence Clearwater Revival scored their only UK number one single with "Bad Moon Rising" on this day in 1969.
Wow.
Touche! I didn't know that. I didn't read that. I didn't know that happened. I just chose that song. That's how good I am. Boom goes the dynamite. I can't wait to go laser tag some boxes tomorrow and get my kills.
I got some rock info history for you. Today is September 18th, 1970. Someone died. Who? Who died in the music era?
I know who was born. My ex-boss and my friend, they were both born today, and it was actually pretty fucking ironic because they hated each other. So it's very weird how people are respond to people born their same birthday. They were still like
Jolene, you're bugging in and out. It doesn't say.
In and out.
No, it doesn't say
who.
No,
that's who you are. I can't even hear you. Let me call you back.
All right. So, well, who died in 1970, Santori?
Jimi Hendrix.
What?
Jimi Hendrix.
Where's my phone?
Jimi Hendrix. I guess it must be me. So I'll try calling back in. Let me hang up on my.
It might be me because I'm on the.
No,
hotline.
Don't hang up. Aren't you the host?
Hey,
Anthony.
I'm on the hotline.
All right, let me hang up. Hold on. I'll call back. Hold on.
Everyone's gonna leave me. Oh, everyone's hanging up, and it's probably me. Hello, people. How are you? Waiting for people to call back to see if we're going to fix our technical difficulty. Hello. No one's called back. Not yet. I think it's me. That means I have to call in. I don't want to call in.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, but you're.
I can't.
Yeah, it's me, dude. Wait.
I can't. It's my. It's me. It's my phone. It's Block Talker. It's me. So, we're gonna have to end the show, cause you could just do the rest of the show, but I can't. My phone is fucked. I guess.
No, it's no fun. No. All right. Well, we're in the show. All right. Jolene, thank you for showing up. Are you there? She called back.
I'm here. It's still poppy.
Yeah.
It's everybody.
Underwater.
Santori, do you hear it too?
Yeah.
What?
It's bad.
It's
yeah.
Block Talk because I hung up and I called back in. You hear it. Jolene hears it. So.
Yeah. No, we're going to show. Wait.
What song do you want to hear to kick us out? What song do you want to hear to kick us out?
All right, kick us out.
Don't
with,
dream it's over.
That, American Pie.
You don't want to hear Don't Dream It's Over?
Your day gets better. Tony P, as always, thank you. And tune in next week, and hopefully we won't have this problem. Thank you for listening. We're out.
There's a battle ahead. Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.